Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the sums and bums in the political media. Today's topic, straw man. One of my goals in Spin Cycle is to encourage you to be a more discerning watcher and listener of political messages. A straw man is a rhetorical trick where you create an imaginary opponent with an easy-to-defeat position and then dramatically knock them down. You can see many examples of it in, for example, President Bush's speeches, where he starts off with "some people say" and then retorts with "well, I say." Even if not necessarily false, it is considered a poor argument, as the unnamed "some people" don't get a chance to say anything in reply or even be in control of the opinions that are assigned to them. If instead of "some people," the sentence started with "Senator Reid says," you can bet that the statement that followed had better be a clear and undistorted view of what the senator said. Frequently, partisan pundits will combine a straw man with a sort of generic ad hominem argument. Typical are the numerous variations of the "liberals hate America" drumbeat pounded on by conservative talk radio. Such rhetorical trickery might be fine in the verbal boxing ring, where politicians and pundits trade jabs, but in the halls of journalism, where attribution of sources is a maxim, such things don't happen, right? Not necessarily. Here is CNN headline news anchor Chuck Roberts asking a question of John Mercurio on Friday.
How does this factor into the Lieberman-Lamont contest in Connecticut? And might some argue, as some have, that Lamont is the Al-Qaeda candidate?
Now, bear in mind, there is no "some." There appears to be no example of anybody, prior to Chuck Roberts, going on record as describing Lamont as the Al-Qaeda candidate. This is perhaps the most egregious use of a straw man, to create a fictitious source for inflammatory rhetoric that you don't want to admit you thought up yourself. CNN is essentially fabricating a source, except that rather than fabricating an individual, they are fabricating a group of them. Some people. To their credit, Mercurio's reply did specifically reference Dick Cheney, who, although he didn't describe Lamont as the Al-Qaeda candidate, did suggest that Lamont's nomination would be encouraging to what he called Al-Qaeda types. But if you've been paying attention, you may have recognized that too as being a straw man. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.